Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Let the shenanigans begin.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Hola.
Hola.
Matt, welcome to the program. Random question, question.
So I told you before, I was hosting an event, and I went, I forget which one it was, but I spent a lot of money on these authentic Chicago deep dish pizza. And all the kids are like, ah. What? No, that's not what pizza looks like. I'm like, well, just the same topic. Like, just try it.
It doesn't do.
Right, just, no.
If it's macaroni and cheese, get it out of the
right,
box.
And that's what I learned, too, my buddy
Sean. If it's pizza, just order it from somewhere and don't spend anything more than Little Caesar's money.
Right. He spent hours making homemade mac and cheese, but it wasn't yellow. They refused to eat it.
Yeah. Oh, I mean,
kids are amazing.
Right?
All right.
Come on.
Matt, let's go with this one for you. Matt, are you in a relationship?
Sure am.
Okay. What do you say that either drives your partner nuts, or what do they say that drives you crazy? What is either one thing that you say that you can see just a trigger happens, or just like, stop using that phrase, or what do they do that makes you feel the same way?
What's the one that drives me nuts? And she says, it is what it is. I hate that saying.
Now, do you hate it because she always says it, or do you hate it in the context that she chooses to use it?
Both. Okay. It's one of those sayings where you just give up. It's a saying that's like, I give up. It is what it is.
It depends. If I have to deal with it, I do not make that saying. If it's like the kids and they have homework, you know, a ton of homework, and they have to read this many pages of a book tonight. It is what it is. And that's just my way of saying, tough. Mm-hmm. This is your problem.
Matt, I've heard other people on your side that like, I hate that saying. I'm like, but also sometimes like, there's nothing else to say.
Right, like the weather, like, right?
We can keep talking or keep arguing about it, but just like, hey, it is what it is. This is how it's going.
Yeah,
right. But it's just that wording of it.
Just so dismissive.
Short little words just make your head explode. It's just one of those things. It's like, crap, you know.
So what do you do that drives her crazy, other than show up from home from work?
Well, I know what drives her crazy. I drink a little bit.
Okay.
Hey, it is what it is.
That and I call her babe. She doesn't like that.
She doesn't like babe. Well, you're not referencing the pig. I mean, you're saying it. Or maybe you are, but I would assume you're not. Yeah.
No.
Does she prefer? I don't even know when I say my wife's name unless I'm talking to someone else about her. I don't think I ever say my wife's name to her face.
No. So honey, babe. Yeah, whatever. It's kind of like they're walking up the steps in front of you. You're going to smack their ass. It's just part of it.
Right.
It's just part of the deal, man.
Honey is the one that gets me in trouble. I don't know why, but I only use it when I'm frustrated.
Well, then that would
be
why.
But you would never use it to a waitress. Say, honey, can I get another beer?
No.
I mean, see, it's not that economy. It's not that.
No. But I'm saying when I'm in a relationship, like, a lot of people say honey to their wife or girlfriend all the time. I just, for whatever reason, I never really realized that she was like, you know, you only call me honey when, like, your hand's moving and you're frustrated. I'm like, all right.
Honey.
Well, either way, babe, we don't have freaking time.
Babe, okay. I don't have time for this, all right? It is what it is.
That's right.
Let it go.
Did you grab me a sandwich on the way? Mm-hmm. Like, honey, no. I'm already late for the thing.
At least it's just honey. My mother was the worst, man. My mother, so she always called me Shang-a-Lang. I have no idea where it comes from, but, you know, once a parent has a pet name for you, that's what it is. So I can call her, and I'm 55 years old. Obviously, she sees my name pop up in her phone. Hey, Shang. It has shortened to Shang. And I stopped fighting it, right?
All right.
Okay. But she still says this to my dad, and I just see him bristle. She doesn't realize. She calls him Honey Bunny. Mm-hmm. Man, and my dad's like a man's man, you know what I mean? But they're at a restaurant, and, you know, the waitress is standing there. And what would you like? His hearing's going away a little bit. So my mom would be like, honey bunny, she wants to know. And you could just see him look good.
I'm making up my mind.
Calling me that.
Show him Pulp Fiction. Oh. And then maybe she'll stop using that term.
You're right.
Reason we ask, what do you say that drives your partner nuts, or what do they say that drives you crazy? They say, are you a passive-aggressive person and you don't even know it? Someone asked a psychology expert for phrases people don't realize are passive-aggressive.
So ooh. Here oh, damn it.
Are the top six. Some of these never really affected me. A lot of them I am guilty of for without question. Some I'm not guilty of, but drive me nuts. Hey, you're just being way too sensitive about this.
No, I don't say it out loud. I think it, but I don't say
somebody says that to me, I know damn well they're passive-aggressive.
Yeah. It discounts their feelings.
And when are you supposed to... the reason I hate that one is like, okay, so when am I supposed to bring it up? Because whenever I do...
It's not the right time.
It's not the right time. It's like, well, we have to talk about it sometime.
You should run for Congress on that level.
Yeah.
Can't talk about it yet.
What if I said this? All right, if you say so...
I say that plenty.
If you say so, which basically means I don't really believe what you're saying. 2 + 2 = 5. All right, if you say so.
I generally say that at the point that the conversation, you ping-pong back and forth. And it's always something stupid like, that was the actress and so-and-so. Nah, babe, you got her confused with so-and-so, blah, blah, blah. Okay, if you say so. It's not worth fighting about. I'm just dropping it. Not
next
a big
one,
deal.
Which is passive-aggressive that you maybe don't realize. Whatever. In other words...
I would think you would know that's a little passive-aggressive. I mean, you truly don't care.
This is after 7 different suggestions on what we're going to have for dinner.
Fair enough.
Once I get to that point, I'm like, you know what? Whatever. I don't care that much. Like, you do.
Right.
So you pick the damn... I'll eat anything. Whatever.
I don't want to pick it.
Huh? I don't really want to watch this movie, but whatever. If you do, that's fine with me.
Sure.
But then again, I'm just coming across as being passive-aggressive. This is the one I hate the most, and it comes in at 3. Hey, man, are you okay? I'm fine. Because I have a general interest in your health as far as your mental health. How are you doing? Are you feeling okay? Did you have a bad day? Did you need to talk? Did you talk to your mother? What in the hell happened?
Right.
Like, you know, like, and then I'm fine. And I'm like, oh, no. This is going to be hell on earth tonight.
But see, it doesn't bug me because I'm taking you at your word. I'm like, okay, boom, I'm off to the next thing.
That tells me that you are fighting your battle and you want to fight it on your own.
I got no problem.
Right, but you're clearly just going through it with yourself. That's fine.
I'm cracking a beer. I'm putting on music. It's all good.
Yeah. I love this one. This is right in my wheelhouse. Sorry you feel that way.
Jeez, that's just insulting.
I love that one. You know, hour and a half late, coming home from golf. Hey, where have you been? You know, you were gone all day. I'm sorry you feel that way. It's my day off. I don't care. And my favorite one is, oh, good for you.
Good for you. I guess I remember our old boss, A.E. Dave. I don't remember what we're going back and forth about, but he got pissed, right? And I remember him telling me, and I don't appreciate the passive-aggressive attitude. And I looked at him and said, I'm sorry that you thought any part of me was passive. It made things
passive
much
aggressive
easier.
Passive aggressive is like, not the term I'd use to describe you.
Yeah, like, passive, bro. Thank you. Yeah. That's what bothered me.
Aggro-aggressive.
Like, passive? Am I losing my edge? Kind of bitch is passive. I'm telling you directly what I think.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yes, friends, it's time once again for Sit and Spin. Let's gather around the old radio and listen to some swellerific new music.
Oh, look who it is. Terry Daly, Steve Mix from Daily Mix Morning Show.
What's up, guys?
Trying to stay cool.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, I know I'm cool, but I'm trying to stay temperature cool.
The struggle is real.
Can you get cooler?
I don't know about that, man. Look at me.
Yes, he can.
New haircut, new body, new personality.
All of that, man. Just do that, and you are going to be super cool.
Pick that all up at Costco, probably. How you guys been?
Well, you know what's really cool? We just recently finished a little kind of addition on our house, and so the basement now has air conditioning.
Ooh.
Look at you.
66 degrees down there, guys. It is blissful.
I was going to ask how you beat the heat, and now I know.
Well, the bad thing is, though, that air conditioning does not travel to my bedroom, so our bedroom is still like 80.
Yep.
Okay. All right. Move to bed. But you can, yeah, you can still crash down there. Maybe
just have a little, you know, sleepover in the basement.
Now, are there like five chickens and four goats down there with you?
Yeah,
do you bring the animals in?
Of course not.
Okay. No, you leave them outside. All right. Steve, what do you do? Do you have air conditioning?
We got air conditioning.
Oh!
Went to Walmart, purchased ourselves a pool. Now we're living the good life.
Get out
above
ground
pool.
Nice.
Yeah, it's like 10-foot in circumference. It's about 2.5 feet high.
Whoa.
But it's one of those ones where you like fill it up with water and it builds the wall when you fill the water.
Oh, all right. All right.
Learned a valuable lesson that apparently you need your pool to be on a level surface.
Oh, no. So you watered your lawn.
Oh, yeah, our fake lawn in the backyard. Oh, real great. All of a sudden, my wife comes running into the house. She's like, the water is everywhere. 1,000 gallons.
No way.
Dumping out in our backyard.
I don't know if you know that. Water not cheap around here.
Oh, yeah. I'll find out in about 30 days.
Wow.
Yeah. It's a little pricey. You know, because it never rains or anything. We actually set up the same thing, cheap-ass rubber pool for the kids.
Yeah.
I'm like, it's super hot, just get in the goddamn pool. I'm sure my neighbor loves me because it's in front of the house. And I said,
oh, classy.
Wow. Well, dude, we just redid the yard. I'm like, no, we're not putting it in the yard. You're going to be right here in front of the garage door.
You don't want a brown ring.
Damn right I don't, man, till all of the grass is brown. So it's very ghetto fabulous.
Okay.
But kids hung out in there. And then last night, my wife was just, we both love the heat, but not in the house, right?
Yeah.
And that's more her than me. So she's going on about this last night, but same thing. We don't have air conditioning in the basement, but it has to be 20 degrees cooler down there.
Oh,
so
yeah.
We did a family movie night so that everyone can stay cool. So Fall Guy, Ryan Gosling.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, what'd you think of it?
It's...
All right.
It was okay.
The basement was cool.
It's not bad.
Wow.
That's right. The temperature was great.
You can't put a price on family gatherings.
Right.
Hell no.
What network is this on?
Oh, no, we spent $20 for it.
Oh, I gotcha.
So, therefore, it wasn't that great. Had it been the $5.99 rental, fantastic.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's about where I'm at.
Ted, how hot? You went to Vegas for a couple days. How hot? I mean, what's the difference?
I was trying to find my friend's cabana. We did 3 laps around the pool, and then I looked at my buddy, and I said, we got to get out of this heat. I'm going to burn. And then I called them frantically and said, what effing pool are you at? It was awful.
Couldn't you have swam to find them?
I honestly, dude, the water was hot.
Right.
Like, I got in the pool for, like, maybe 20 minutes, but it was like being in a bath. It was hot.
But you can get around Vegas a lot of the times just indoors.
Correct.
There are ways to sneak from casino to casino.
Yeah, I took, like, one sky bridge. Everything else, I just walked through casinos.
Just run.
And that sucks, man. It's so hot you don't even want to eat. And Vegas has great food. So here we are in the heat. So because it's so effing hot, we decided to do a little list of 10 songs about the effing heat.
10, number 10.
Nice. I believe he was talking about a woman, Miles.
The Knights in Satan's Service?
That's right. Of course, the Knights in Satan's Service is one other one I can't remember.
You want to listen to the song. You don't want to physically read the lyrics because...
It's painful.
If you broke it down, you'd be like, oh, my God, it's almost Spinal Tap.
You don't want to read them out loud because you might get called by the authorities, too, some of the things they sing about.
When you're 8 and 9 years old, you thought these were cool. As an adult, I'm like, what is this? It's like a 13-year-old writing a dirty poem in school.
These are 10 songs about the effing heat.
I still love them.
I love them to death, dude.
That is a toe tapper.
Shut up.
It is.
A toe tapper. Now, as much as we bitch about no sun and no heat all year round, when it finally gets here, now we're bitching about the heat.
I am not. I want to be very clear. I love this S. Give me blue skies, heat, people dropping dead in the middle of the street. Good.
I wonder how crazy Wild Waves was over the past week.
Had to be bonkers.
Oh, I mean, chaos. I had a family, I'm like, look, man, we're going there. 10 songs about the effing heat on Sit and Spin.
Number 8. I'm hot, you're cold, you go around like you.
Is this Jonas Brothers, Mike?
Yeah, all right. I just assumed Danny slept this one, stuck his head.
Joe Bros.
It sounds a little emo punkish, but I guess that's Joe Bros.
I was like, any other Kiss songs we could play?
No. I don't know any Jonas Brothers, so this is new to me. Turn this up for a second. Make it.
Because I'm burning up for you, baby.
Ooh.
Yeah.
You know, we have to to a water park in Hawaii. Yeah. Speaking of wild waves, we learned rather quickly that it is not a tourist destination. Like, it was empty there. It was really so fun. Yeah.
Oh, that's cool. Oh, I guess you're in a Hawaiian island. They're like, really, a water park? Bro, we got a beach.
We were driving to a beach and Tatum saw the giant tube slide thing. Right. Like, F it, let's go.
I know. 10 songs about the epic heat.
Number 7. I fell into a burning ring of fire.
He sounds very calm about it, all things considered. And the flames went like, you went to hell and came back, and he's just kind of, well, let me tell you the story.
I have so chill about it.
They have an Eaton Park and a Waffle House.
A Waffle House in hell.
Eaton Park. Yeah.
Get a Sunday.
10 songs about the effing heat.
Number 6.
Feeling hot, hot, hot. Feeling hot, hot, hot. Oh,
love. Love, love.
Want to drink like a pina colada or something like that? Jam out.
Oh, my God.
Is he kind of like the original Sebastian from Little Mermaid? Like, he kind of sounds like that. It is hot, hot, hot.
Isn't he originally the singer of the New York Dolls?
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Buster Poindexter. Right?
Yeah, David Johansen.
Wow.
Because he also had another.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah, huh. Exactly.
You would have never known that. I remember seeing a video when I was younger, and I'm like, who is this weird-looking George Thorogood, half-looking weird dude, man? And they're like, that's the lead singer of the Sex Dolls. It blew my mind.
He can't be as weird as George.
Not the Sex Dolls, the New York Dolls.
New York Dolls, sorry. New York
Dolls. Sex Dolls.
The Sex Dolls, yeah. That,
not
sex.
Even a band.
Group. No. This is one of Tatum's absolute favorite songs.
Is it?
She's 4.
I won't make the inflatable friend joke then after that.
Oh, I'm going to go see the New York Pistols.
There you go.
10 songs about the epping heat.
Number 5.
Oh, it's too hot.
I might be able to dance to this in the heat. Doesn't require a lot of movement.
Right.
This song isn't about dancing. When the song comes on, you just remove your pants. You're about to have sex. This is just one of those songs.
I mean, and the name Cool is in the name.
Yeah.
I bet there's a lot of people out there Donald Ducking it, you know?
I'm going to answer my door for Amazon that way. It's the heat, bro. Yeah.
Baby, it's too hot to get on that bed. I'm afraid it's going to have to be the kitchen counter.
So remember to ask me the other name for that after the segment.
Oh, Donald Duncan?
Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh. 10 songs about the epic heat.
Number 4.
It's getting hot in here. So hot. So take off.
Banger. Yeah. I'm actually shocked this is in number 1.
Yeah. It's like he gets to the point. Take off all your clothes.
Yeah, yeah.
Does Nelly still rock a Band-Aid? Is that still a signature?
No.
Look?
He healed up.
The eyes better?
I don't know. It's just a funny meme. Like, he finally healed up.
These are 10 songs about the effing heat.
Number 3.
Hot-blooded. Check it and
nice.
See.
Members are still in Foreigner.
I'm just gonna guess 2. Well, I really don't know, but
probably Lou Gramm for sure, right?
Well, he's got to be there, right?
Yeah.
I don't even know anyone in Foreigner.
Now, Lou Gramm.
I know Lou Gramm, of course.
I could not name another person in that band.
Yeah. Some are from the UK. We've had this debate, and some members are from the United States.
So which one?
Who is the foreigner? It depends on
who are they insulting in the band?
Exactly. You freaking 10 songs about the effing heat.
Number 2.
Hot. Summer in the city, back of my neck getting dirt and gritty. Bend down, isn't it a pity? Doesn't seem to be a shadow in the city. All around, people looking half dead, walking on the sidewalk harder than.
I've always liked this song, and I don't know why. As a kid, I thought it was the greatest thing ever.
My old band covered it, and I always get so excited when we do the song. I'm like, I don't even know why either. It just feels good when you play it.
I'm so happy to play it, I don't know why.
It sounds like a really hot day, though.
Yeah, this is real.
Yeah, right? I was like, damn.
These are 10 songs about the effing heat.
Number 1. The heat is on.
Oh, God.
This is number 1.
The heat is on.
It's on the street.
Has anybody watched
here's the problem. I was
Axel
in the sun.
Foley? Yes, I did.
Sun.
All right.
Okay, for 6 hours, then you can answer this question. I put the movie on, but I was so hot and so wiped out, I fell asleep in 10 minutes.
Yeah.
Does that mean the movie was bad or I was just
Mixie?
On fire?
I have not heard good reviews. It took me 3 watches.
Oh, no.
What?
But I get tired. My wife falls asleep. I have something to watch. I'll be honest. It's... It's just a dumb action film, and it's on Netflix. I enjoyed it because I expect awful stuff on Netflix.
All right.
Like, it's on a Netflix scale, 10 out of 10. Okay. One of the best Netflix movies I've seen. Most of them completely suck, though.
There you go. Daily Mix Morning Show coming up. We will drink and toast with a shot of the day. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Reach out to the guys on Twitter at Men's Room Live. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
What made the first day memorable? 206-803-ROD.
Hello, Roberto. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and s'mores.
Hola.
Hola. Well, my first date, I was in Reno doing a trade show booking conference for fairs and festivals. I do a comedy juggling stunt show.
Oh, I thought you were selling eye patches.
No, stunt show. Wasn't doing that. I'm doing. I do a unicycling pogo stick, juggle tasers and chainsaws and all that stuff. And
are you tasing yourself?
No, I try not to. You know, I try to make sure I catch the right end of that thing when I'm juggling it.
Ah, I got you.
But I'm at the trade. Beautiful 6 foot tall gal walks by, and I'm. So I'm like, you know, she looks hot. I like taller women. I don't have a choice. And we end up going on our first date. We went up and went skiing up at Lake Tahoe. She was actually there at the convention working with a reptile show. And so after we went skiing, we went back to her room. And in the room, she had iguanas and lizards and turtles and all these animals, all these critters in her room.
How bad did the room smell?
You know, it didn't smell bad because they would have the critters out there for the trade show and just bring them up to the room at night.
Gotcha.
So it wasn't like they were up there all the time.
Okay.
But I'd already checked out of my room, so I was like, hey, is it cool if I hop in?
Hello.
You know, go into the shower, and there's an alligator in the shower.
Oh.
And so I'm like, hey, there's like an alligator in here. She said, hey, don't worry about it. That's little Al. He likes to shower. You're all good. And I'm like, no, I'm not.
Wait, she wants you to climb into the shower with an alligator.
How big is the alligator? Is it a caiman size or is it like 4 feet long? How big is it?
Probably about 5.5-6 feet.
So it's a big alligator.
I mean, that's a decent sized gator.
Okay. Yeah.
That's a big sized gator. And apparently he's totally friendly. They do photos where he sits on people's laps and they pet him and he's totally cool. But I'm like, no, I'm not going to shower with the gator. So she came in and she pulled him out of there and I shut the door and I start showering. And it was one of those glass doors that has a hole for where you pull the door shut, you know, in the shower stall.
Yeah.
And little Al scooted over there and I looked through that little hole and I could see him peering up at me just going, let me in. He was like a dog scratching at the door. And so I'm showering with some like washing my hair with one eye looking down at him. He's looking up at me and I finished the shower and I'm like, hey, he's blocking the door. I can't get out. And so she came in and she grabbed him and took him out. That was our first date. And we've been together ever since. It's
been damn
15 years now. And we have 3 kids and it was awesome. First date.
Do you, is she still into the reptile game?
What's that?
Is she still into the reptile game?
No, she's not, but the company she worked for was out of Corvallis, Oregon, Brad's World Reptiles, and he knew the crocodile guy, you know,
Steve Irwin?
Irwin from Australia. Yeah, Steve Irwin. So this guy Brad has probably about 2,000 different reptiles that he houses, and then he goes around to different events and shows them off and what. So Brad's still doing it, but my wife, no, she's an at home mom and taking care of the kids and.
I can't remember the guy's name. I'm sorry, his wife. I think his wife's name is Terry, and I think she's from that area of Oregon.
Yeah, I believe so. I believe that.
Oh, Irwin's wife.
He does. Yeah. And their kids down that way as well. It was a great first date, and she's awesome. And you know, after we were all done, you know, played little, you know, hide the anaconda. You know what I'm talking about. It was a good first date.
Did you put your anaconda in a Tupperware container like all the other reptiles? Yeah.
No, I did not.
Okay.
But that's what you should call their nether regions now, the Tupperware container. Take it back to the reptile days. Roberto,
so the anaconda wanted some.
I'm curious to know, man, you're talking about juggling tasers and all that. And you made mention that, you know, obviously you try to catch it on the right end. How many times did you not?
In one show I was doing, the taser hit my finger. And it blew my finger up like it. My finger was black and blue. It smelt burnt, and I just dropped the taser, and it broke into pieces. And obviously, I didn't finish that routine. So I've been tased on my finger once, and it was probably my fingertip was numb for like a week.
How tall is your unicycle?
You know, I ride for most shows a 6-foot unicycle, but I do NBA halftime shows, and I ride a 10-foot unicycle and shoot 3-pointers atop a 10-foot unicycle. So I've done halftime shows for every NBA team across the country.
All right, are you personal friends with Red Panda?
I am. I know Red Panda. In fact, I was recently on the Scott Van Pelt show, and he kept saying, "We all know the Red Panda, but who is this man, Roberto the Magnificent?" And I got a 1-minute spot on the Scott Van Pelt show.
Nice.
And that was pretty cool. Yeah, that was back in February.
How did you learn to be, do you do this with like padding around you in case you fall, or do you learn to jump off, or how do you learn to get up there, balance it, and then just kind of figure that whole thing out?
You know, I started performing back in 1980 when I was 11 years old. So I've been at this for 44 years, and I've never had a job other than doing shows, but most of my skills I learned when I was a kid, when it didn't hurt to fall, and now it's mostly about just the presentation, and I've got all the skill set. It's just how I present it. It's a comedy stunt show, so it's all based on audience participation and comedy.
I'm reading about you right now, man.
Have you ever wiped out in an NBA arena?
You know, I've never wiped out, but I was doing a finals game in San Antonio. And my tire was flat, and I didn't have a spare tire, so I was riding on the rim with no air in the tire, and I missed all my shots. And I'm like, man, it's my biggest halftime was San Antonio. It was Miami at San Antonio a few years back, and man, I was just I was literally about ready to poop myself on that 10-foot unicycle, but I didn't have to bail. I made it through.
How much do you practice shooting from 10 feet up? I mean, do you have an arena you go to just make sure you can hit?
Well, also, his unicycle's so tall, I'm watching him. He's just dunking it. He's like above the rim. His unicycle's so tall.
Yeah, it's pretty tall. The three-pointers, I shoot about 80% from the three-point line, but what I do is I've got a gym. I live in Edmonds, so I got a gym that I go to down in Edmonds. I got a guy who rebounds for me, so I'll go in and shoot about 100 to 200 shots in a round.
I bet people look at you. People look at you weird, man. Like, what is this guy doing?
Exactly. Yeah. It's you know, for me, it's a gig. You know, it's what I do and how I support my family. And I just feel lucky. I make a living doing something I love to do.
You got to email us, dude. We got to get you out.
Yeah, I'm sitting there. I'm reading.
Yeah, I'm like, we got to get you to a world tour.
I'm reading all the stuff you're doing. Yeah.
Hey, I would love to come out and do some stunts when you guys do your live show up at the casino or something.
Yeah.
I'll tell you.
Tell you what, man, send us an email, and we can stay in contact that way and make it happen. But, like, you know, Ted's watching your videos. I'm reading all the crap about you.
Awesome.
It's phenomenal. Yeah. You started with the Gentleman Jugglers in 1980. I'm just looking at all this stuff, man. You've been around.
Now he's juggling golf drivers.
You've gotten to go to Japan to see him. Okay, one thing I'm curious to know, okay, so I love what you do, but there's got to be times where you run into difficulty in the sense of, you said, like, you're going to buy a house. And banks are real thorough, and the mortgage company, they want to know what you do, how much money you make. Like, what do you officially put down as your job title?
You know, just entertainer. And so I've got a couple of properties, but yeah, that was interesting. But you know, if you got enough money to put down on a down payment,
they don't care.
Banks will work with
you. Yeah, you could write Hitman. Okay. They'd be like, fine.
Let's just say you're flying to Dallas. You're flying to Dallas this weekend. United Airlines loses your unicycle. You land in Dallas. Can you find a unicycle?
You can't. Yeah, it's happened twice in my career. My stuff didn't make it on the flight, and I just had to like, hey, there's nothing I can do. And they understood, and we just rescheduled it for another game.
All right, so, that's great, man. Awesome.
Yeah. It happens, yep. You know.
But what a great story!
I love your guys' show. Your show is awesome. I anytime I can when I'm home. I just got home from a 45-day tour, and I'm home for a week and hanging out with the kids. But whenever I'm driving, man, I'm listening to your show, and you guys are so awesome.
Thank you, man.
Oh, thank you.
Hopefully,
man.
We get to meet you in person.
Yeah, I was gonna say, Roberto, man, I apologize. I know Red Panda. I should know who you are.
No, like, this is great stuff. We're just checking out your stuff. I'm like, holy crap. Yeah, man.
And cool. SVP's a good College Park guy, too.
Want more of The Men's Room? Download the new podcast from Miles and Thrill, The Greatest Story Never Told. Available on radio.com. Time to open wide and sample Ted's meat and potatoes. Now, here's your host, head chef of The Men's Room, the Ted Nugent.
Head chef in the house.
Thank you, folks. Thank you. Not just here in Seattle, but all across the United States. It has been hot. Real hot.
Oh, yeah.
People have been sweating. They've been doing this and that. So also, you know, this is just the time of year. Look, you can eat ice cream any time of year.
Sure.
I know some people that eat a bowl of ice cream every day of their lives. Seriously, my uncle does.
My dad used to.
Yeah.
Until the doctor said, maybe don't.
Yeah. My uncle, I should say, is a bit of a fitness fanatic and a boxer his whole life.
Okay.
But doesn't drink. He'll have a beer, but ice cream is his vice.
Okay.
So he has a couple scoops every night. Yeah. But there's a lot of different ice creams.
Ooh, you should get him vice cream.
Sorry,
actually,
uncle.
That sounds like something you apply to part of your body. No, oh, vice cream.
I thought it was vice cream. Like, sorry, Uncle Phil, you're addicted to cocaine now. So there's a lot of different brands of ice cream and ice cream sandwiches, which is what we're kind of focusing on here. Miles, you're not wrong. This would include your Twix bar, your Toll House cookie ice cream thing. I grew up personally eating the Chipwich from the ice cream truck.
If I could get my hands on one, I would. But it's because my parents were feeling a spread. I could always get the ice cream sandwich, just a standard ice cream sandwich.
Let me say, with the caveat of, that was the first like cookie sandwich. Yeah. But the Chipwich, I'm with you. We couldn't get it that often because it was $1.50.
Yeah, it costs a little more.
Right, that Fat Frog was only about 75 cents. Remember, the Fat Frog had a bubblegum nose.
It's kind of what I had last night.
The Toll House cookie sandwich, though, and what I'm going to say here, folks, is listen. There is some different ice creams now, right? You can get the Halo Top that's only like, I think, 350 for the whole pint calorie-wise. Mm-hmm. So there's different options out there. Also, we got to acknowledge, some of these are delicious ice creams. So that Toll House cookie one, I love it. It's probably like half your calories for the day, though.
Oh, yeah.
So you got to decide what you're getting into. Real quick, some of the top-ranked ones ever. Have you guys ever had the Biscoff ice cream bars?
No.
Oh, that sounds great.
I know. I haven't either.
Oh, my God.
I've talked about them before. We got to find them. They show up on a lot of lists. The Magnum Double Caramel Bars.
Okay.
The Dove Vanilla Ice Cream with Milk Chocolate shows up.
I've had one of those before, and it was stupid good. I didn't think I'd like it, but I'm like, all right, someone's handing it to me. So I'm like, sure. Then I'm like, hey, do you have another one of those? And they're like, we don't.
Looks like it's available at Safeway locations.
With Biscoff?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
Giant food stores? Well, that's on the East Coast. That doesn't almost done it.
Also, do you guys, I feel like ice cream bars, for whatever reason, depending on the temperature, when it gets hot, I feel like, boom, now we've moved to the ice world, right? Popsicles. Icies.
Yeah, you're right. Once it hits a certain temperature, you don't want the ice cream. You want more like frozen fruit kind of things.
Correct. But like a day like today, mid-80s, ice cream bar. Obviously, the Haagen-Dazs vanilla milk chocolate almond bars top the list, too. And then if you've ever been to one of the Disney parks, I just realized this last weekend, you could buy this, the Mickey Mouse head. It's a vanilla ice cream encased in chocolate.
All right.
Now, the list I'll give you, though, is the top-selling ice cream bars in these right here, United States. Right. So some of them, again, we're all over the map here, right? So let's say number 12, Blue Bunny, their little cones, their version, their version of the King Cone or whatever one you want to call it. It's right there. Another one high on the list is the chocolate fudge low-fat ice cream bars. So this is from Fit Active. Fit and Active.
Okay. I mean,
yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, right, but if you're watching calories or certain things,
sure, sure.
That one ranks high. That's why I think a lot of people are buying it. Jeez, Mike, you don't have to sound that bad about it. Yeah, these are the ones people buy the most, right? Yeah. So it's look, it's
doing
it's,
well.
It's America. I'm part of it. Like we have a weight problem. So a lot of people are trying to cut carbs, cut down on
sugar. I still want my ice cream.
Cut down on sugar. Right, but they still want to eat ice cream. So that's why a lot of this list is going to be stuff like that. And these are the best selling. Number 10 on the list was the Double Caramel Swirl Ice Cream Bar by Skinny Cow.
Skinny Cow. I like that. Yeah. Ladies, if we call you a cow, we know we must mean Skinny Cow.
Skinny Cow.
Oh, you a Skinny Cow.
Number 9 on the list, the Carb Smart Almond Ice Cream Bars. Now, number 8 on the list... The classic, just the Klondike ice cream.
Yeah, I mean, that's the go-to,
oh,
right?
It's always a go-to.
It's like the OG.
Oh, yeah? What would you do for it?
I wouldn't say the original as much as I was, like the Heath bar and the different flavors that they put on the outside, too. If I go Klondike bar, I always get, like, their added stuff.
Correct. And I will say this. It's rare that I think you're going to buy that six-pack. Well, I think it's rare probably for people like Miles and I as we live alone.
Yes.
But if you have a family or whatever, a friend, or people you live with. Mm-hmm. But, yeah, like, To me, I'm not going to buy a six-pack of Klondike bars just because I will eat
six Klondike bars.
Yeah.
Maybe two in
two
one
for
night.
Breakfast, two for lunch, exactly. Two for dinner.
Another one that shows up both on most sold and most delicious, those Snickers ice cream bars.
Yeah, come on.
I've never had one of those. I got
to try. Oh, damn, dude.
Really?
Get one tonight.
Okay.
They're that good.
Sold.
Mike, you never had one either?
Oh, yeah.
All right, yeah. And you can just go to your corner store, 7-Eleven, whatever, and grab those. Also get a Slurpee while you're in there. Right. But honestly, when you look at this list of the most sold ice creams, it's almost all Skinny Cow, Weight Watchers.
Have you seen the logo for Skinny Cow?
All right, I'll give that a try.
Oh, no, pull it back, Miles.
Oh, the Snickers one is great.
The logo for Skinny Cow. It is. Look at that.
Well, I Googled Skinny Cow. And,
Twix ice cream bars show up on a lot of lists. Miles, you're right. Klondike, their original one is on the list, but also they have the Crunch Bar version. They have the Reese's one that is super popular.
They got a good lineup. They got a Heath Bar one. They got a Reese's. They got, yeah.
And their ice cream is great. Just solid vanilla.
Yeah.
It's creamy.
Look, you don't need to go discount on your ice cream as far as calories go. Just eat a little less ice cream. That's all.
Yeah, Mike, but that's the issue with some people.
I'm aware of that. I fight it myself.
I know, but I'm just saying there's a back and forth on that argument. Some people say it's not good to get out of the habit of eating a whole pint. I say, hey, that Halo Top's got 350 calories. Eat the goddamn pint. But I'm not a good example.
The pint is hard to stop, man.
Yeah.
I've gotten my last pint here, and it's been difficult. I've made it last three sittings now.
All right. What if you guys want good humor, what's the first one you're getting?
Good humor.
I don't know. Like, I know the name, I'm not picturing it.
So remember the classic good humor bar, you got the cookies and cream, strawberry shortcake, toasted almond.
Yeah. Strawberry shortcake's definitely a solid one. Do they do the Mrs. Fields cookie one?
She's got her own brand.
Okay.
But I remember as a child, toasted almond, because it had the word almond in it.
Mm-hmm.
I was like, that's not going to be good. Toasted almond from Good Humor is one of the best picks you can get
out there.
I
go Reese's.
Chocolate Eclair, too.
Chocolate Eclair is one of the classic ones. And then, look, at the end of the day, like, right, if you're getting Ben & Jerry's or you're getting Haagen-Dazs, like, you can't really go wrong with this.
No, you can't.
Right? Like, you got to pick and choose what you want. And honestly, Seattle has a lot of good ice cream shops.
Oh, yeah.
There's a couple more soft serve shops popping up here
good.
And there.
I love soft serve, man.
Yeah, I know. You know what I'm a slut for? The waffle cone.
Dude, waffle cone. Every time. Yeah. I don't even know why they still sell those spongy, nasty-ass ones, those styrofoam ass cones.
Molly Moon's makes their own. When you walk in there, you can smell those.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, so that's the issue. When I lived on Capitol Hill, I would walk by a salt and straw, and same thing. Like, I don't care. It could be snowing out, but you smell that waffle cone, it's like, you know, I could go for some ice cream.
That's exactly right. Thank you, Head Chef. We appreciate it. Shout of the Day's coming up. You are listening to The Men's Room.
Connect with The Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the men's room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Joe, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. Just got off of work.
All right, Joe, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll, you're going to pick one. Will you be swept out to sea, stuck in space, hike the Grand Canyon, or masturbate in front of a convenience store?
Swept out to sea because it's already happened to me.
You're kidding me.
How did you get swept out to sea? What's the story?
When I was 12 years old, went to California with my neighbors, and I was boogie boarding, and I got caught in a riptide, and I wasn't educated on what to do because you're, you know, supposed to swim laterally or just let it, you know, ride it out, which I did, and it felt like I was in a river. So it finally spit me out, but it was kind of curving. So if you're looking at the beach, it took me about a quarter mile to the right. And it finally, you know, let me go. And luckily I had my boogie board or I would have drowned. So I get back to the beach. I, you know, I'm walking back and my neighbors are like, what the hell happened to you? I'm like, I think I got caught in the river. They're like, oh, my God, you got caught in the riptide and we forgot to tell you what to do about it.
Thanks.
So I was out there for at least 45 minutes treading water with a boogie board.
And were you thinking you were going to die?
The ocean.
All right, so you want to do it again? I like that.
I was scared, but I mean, you're 12 years old and you don't know what the hell's happened to you.
I'm glad you survived, man. I cannot believe you want to do it again. All right, Joe. Here's your question. On the show Family Guy, what are the names of Quagmire's two daughters?
Wow. Oh, I do not know. I don't watch that.
Yeah, that makes it difficult. Come on, Mike.
Anna Lee is one of them.
That is one of them.
I don't remember the second daughter. That must have been later seasons.
Courtney. Anna Lee and Courtney.
Damn.
All. Yep. There it is.
Wow. We got the Big Dummy Audio Daily Double.
That's right.
Wow.
Most beautiful sound out
there.
Wow. The Audio Daily
nice.
Double.
Wow.
All right. Joe, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play you the opening to the song BYOB from System of a Down, a song that we played on this very station. I just want you to tell me, what is the opening lyric to this song? The opening lyric, let's take a listen. That is literally, I'll play it again.
Ooh, I'm like, what the hell is going on?
What the hell is in the box?
Nope, Miles, any guesses?
What the hell's going on?
Now I'll play it one more time. I told Mike, I just thought he was screaming at the beginning of the song. I did not know he was actually saying something. Here it is one more time. What the hell is in the box? It's also the sound I make when I accidentally step in a cat turd. But what he is actually saying is, why do they always send the poor?
Oh.
All right.
I think he can still hit that note.
What's that? I think he could. Yes.
Oh, yeah?
I really do, man. I really do. All right, Joe, your question. What does a cartographer do? What does a cartographer do?
Cartographer.
They're not as busy now as they probably used to be back in the day.
Like, how far back in the day?
Honestly, man, maybe 30? About 30 years is about when their jobs started drying up. But up until that point, I mean, they were coveted. They were necessary. They were important. Some of them became legendary.
Whoa. God, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, yeah? Basically, tech and satellites has taken over what their job would have been.
Somebody that works on, Jesus, computers?
Any guesses?
Yeah. I mean,
I know Mike knows.
I was going to just say they photograph automobiles, but obviously that's not right.
Dad, you got to think cartographer.
Cartographer.
And it was a really big deal back in the day, particularly when Europe started coming to the States and all this kind of thing.
Boat captain?
Make maps.
Make maps.
Yep. It's a map maker. Cartographer.
Okay.
Oh, like America Vespucci?
Vespucci. Yeah. All right. Drake, the musician, not the duck. Drake, the musician, first gained popularity on what TV show?
Oh, isn't that the Mickey Mouse Club?
That's Degrassi. Not a bad guess, man, because half of them start there. This one, Degrassi, the next generation.
Oh, Degrassi, okay.
Are you familiar with that? I'd never heard of it until I heard of Drake.
No.
Okay.
I've heard of it because of my daughter, but,
Did you watch that one, Mike?
Yeah, my wife used to watch it, and so good news, it's on HBO Max. And so we've got to go through plenty of it because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, I never watched it, but, like, our age difference, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can hear how excited you are on your voice.
Well, they teach you some very valuable lessons about growing up and the things that you might face in adulthood, like, drugs and alcohol.
Rat battles,
And that's right.
Family ties.
What's weird is that everything gets solved by the end of the episode. So somebody will be
just like real life.
That's right. Somebody will find, become a heroin junkie, and then be cured from the stuff all in a matter of a half hour.
Wow.
I mean, look.
I'm never doing that again.
I would shoot up heroin if they said, we can cure you in 30 minutes. Be like, give me the smack. 30 minutes, I'll be all right.
Also, odd surprise appearances by Jay and Silent Bob in that show.
Really?
Yes.
Did any episode teach you how to deal with, like, the loss of
a
rap career?
How to respond to other people making accusations about you.
Speaking out of turn, maybe?
Jesus, man, he's down bad.
But Drake did not have a very good run in that show as far as the fate of his
character. He didn't run at all, Mike. That's in a wheelchair.
He did run. He was a good athlete until he was the victim of a school shooting, and then he turned into a wheelchair guy.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
That's his storyline?
Yeah.
I only knew him from the wheelchair. I didn't know he actually...
It was because he was shot. Yeah. Oh. So there was a kid that everybody bullied, and then this main bully basically blamed it on Drake, and then he ended up getting shot. Then the two of them weren't friends anymore.
That is very much like my high school. Okay. Half my friends in wheelchairs, they got blamed,
That kid creeped me out, too.
All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. Which one of the following did not sign the Declaration of Independence?
Ooh.
In the last week or two, we've seen we needed to clear that up.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, so which one of the following did not sign the Declaration of Independence? Was it George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Benjamin Harrison, or Thomas McKean? So George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Benjamin Harrison, or Thomas McKean?
Thomas McKean.
I'll say George Washington.
George Washington. Yeah, he didn't sign the Declaration of Independence.
I'm going to be a senator now.
I was going to say, now you can run for federal government. By the way.
Well, he's still just, at that point, he's the general.
He is the general.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. They kind of knew where he stood.
But if you're a member of Congress, you should know who signed it and who didn't.
Well, you don't have to know, but if you're going to say you know, get it right.
Yeah.
I think that's the important thing. All right, your question, what does an ombrometer measure? An ombrometer. It's a form of precipitation.
Is it the rain?
Wow. Yeah, that's simple.
That's an Audi?
No kidding, dude.
Jesus, God.
V8.
Wow.
That's what it should sound like.
And you're inside the vehicle.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this, man.
That's a hell of a sales pitch.
I know you're driving the speed limit right now, and all the police officers believe you, but I know you've opened that bitch up. What is the top speed you've hit in your A4?
I have gotten this thing up to 140.
Jesus Christ, man.
Okay, then.
All right.
Wow. Gabe is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Matt, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Will you be swept out to sea, stuck in space, hike the Grand Canyon, or masturbate in front of a convenience store?
I'll go with stuck in space as well.
Stuck in space you are.
It all depends who I'm stuck in space with, now that I'm thinking about this.
I don't think you have a choice.
I mean, you don't. And that's the whole thing.
You don't pick who goes to space.
All right, here's your question. What fresh herb is used in a mojito cocktail?
Let's see.
A delicious mojito.
Mint.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right,
I had a frozen mojito last weekend.
Oh, did you? How was that?
Oh, jeez. Delicious. So good.
I already got a 50-50 question for you. True or false, a grizzly bear's bite has enough force to crush a bowling ball?
I'll go true.
Damn.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Crush a bowling ball.
Crush a bowling ball.
Connect with the guys. Find the Men's Room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the Men's Room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yeah, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the Men's Room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, now there's an argument. Gary Larson may have gone to UW.
That's
not going to sit
If he's a Husky, that is not going to go over well.
He's half Husky.
Half Husky, yeah.
No.
It's a medical condition.
No.
Today, we toast 55-year-old Kenneth Kelly of Iowa City. Guess what state, Ted?
Iowa.
Damn, you're good. Iowa City. Kenneth is currently facing up to a year in prison after witnesses called 911 to report that, quote, an unknown male had said sexual things to them and began masturbating in their presence. And in my mind, I'm going, that's a problem? I thought this was America. Well, anyway, apparently you can't do that. And at a recent court hearing, he did confess to the crime. Now he's awaiting sentencing, which is scheduled for later next month, I believe. And the thing is, this actually happened last year, and I remember we discussed him briefly last year. But the reason we're toasting this guy, in spite of his lewd and lascivious behavior, is because he decided to masturbate outside of a local business there in the parking lot.
Why are we toasting him?
Because that business was the come and go. And he did one of those two things. He was still there when cops got there, but yeah. Come and go.
I forgot the go part.
Don't take it so literally, and it's spelled with a K, so they mean something else.
Mike, good news. He's a kook.
Yeah, born in Tacoma.
He is a kook.
Hey, we can just have him on the show.
For real.
Yeah, man, if we can get his ass.
Gary, I love your stuff.
Go on the show. Any way you want to take that. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze. Because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told with Miles and Thrill.
Aw, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Connect with the Men's Room on Instagram at Men's Room Live.
Hello, Joe. Welcome to the Men's Room.
Liquor and whores.
Liquor and whores.
Joe, are you sober or not sober?
I am sober. Just got off of work.
All right, Joe, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our Men's Room poll, you're going to pick one. Will you be swept out to sea, stuck in space, hike the Grand Canyon, or masturbate in front of a convenience store?
Swept out to sea because it's already happened to me.
You're kidding me.
How did you get swept out to sea? What's the story?
When I was 12 years old, went to California with my neighbors, and I was boogie boarding, and I got caught in a riptide, and I wasn't educated on what to do because you're supposed to swim laterally or just let it ride it out, which I did, and it felt like I was in a river. So it finally spit me out, but it was kind of curving. So if you're looking at the beach, it took me about a quarter mile to the right. And it finally, let me go. And luckily I had my boogie board or I would have drowned. So I get back to the beach, and I'm walking back, and my neighbors are like, what the hell happened to you? I'm like, I think I got caught in the river. They're like, oh, my God, you got caught in the riptide, and we forgot to tell you what to do about it.
Thanks.
So I was out there for at least 45 minutes treading water with a boogie board.
And were you thinking you were going to die?
In the ocean.
All right, so you want to do it again. I like that.
I was scared, but, I mean, you're 12 years old, and you don't know what the hell's happened to you.
I'm glad you survived, man. I cannot believe you want to do it again. All right, Joe. Here's your question. On the show Family Guy, what are the names of Quagmire's two daughters?
Wow. Oh, I do not know. I don't watch that.
Yeah, that makes it difficult. Come on, Mike.
Anna Lee is one of them.
That is one of them.
I don't remember the second daughter. That must have been later seasons.
Courtney. Anna Lee and Courtney.
Damn.
All. Nope. There it is.
Wow. You got the Big Dummy Audio Daily Double.
That's right.
Wow.
Most beautiful sound out
there.
Wow. The Audio Daily
nice.
Double.
Wow.
All right. Joe, here's what we're going to do. I'm going to play you the opening to the song BYOB from System of a Down, a song that we played on this very station. I just want you to tell me, what is the opening lyric to this song? The opening lyric, let's take a listen. That is literally, I'll play it again.
Sounds like, what the hell is going on?
What the hell is in the box?
Nope. Miles in the guesses.
What the hell's going on?
Now I'll play it one more time. I told Mike, I just thought he was screaming at the beginning of the song. I did not know he was actually saying something. Here it is one more time. What the hell is in the box? It's also the sound I make when I accidentally step in a cat turd. But what he is actually saying is, why do they always send the poor?
Oh.
All right.
Think you can still hit that note.
What's that?
Think you can still hit that note.
I think he could. Yes.
Oh, yeah?
I really do, man. I really do. All right, Joe, your question. What does a cartographer do? What does a cartographer do?
Cartographer.
They're not as busy now as they probably used to be back in the day.
Like, how far back in the day?
Honestly, man, maybe 30? About 30 years is about when their jobs started drying up. But up until that point, I mean, they were coveted. They were necessary. They were important. Some of them became legendary.
Whoa. God, I've never even heard of it.
Oh, yeah? Basically, tech and satellites has taken over what their job would have been.
Somebody that works on, Jesus, computers?
Any guesses?
Yeah. I mean, I know
Mike knows.
I was going to just say they photograph automobiles, but obviously that's not right.
Dad, you got anything? Cartographer.
Cartographer.
And it was a really big deal back in the day, particularly when Europe started coming to the States and all this kind of thing.
Boat captain?
Make maps.
Make maps.
Yep. It's a map maker. Cartographer.
Okay.
Oh, like America Vespucci?
Vespucci. Yeah. All right. Drake, the musician, not the duck. Drake, the musician, first gained popularity on what TV show?
Oh, the Mickey Mouse Club?
That's Degrassi. Not a bad guess, man, because half of them start there. This one, yeah, Degrassi, the Next Generation.
Oh, Degrassi, okay.
Are you familiar with that? I'd never heard of it until I heard of Drake.
No,
okay.
I've heard of it because of my daughter, but, you know.
Did you watch that one, Mike?
Yeah, my wife used to watch it, and so good news, it's on HBO Max, and so we've got to go through plenty of it because it's ridiculous.
Yeah, like, I never watched it, but, like, our age difference, that makes sense.
Yeah.
I can hear how excited you are on your voice.
Well, they teach you some very valuable lessons about growing up and the things that you might face in adulthood, like, you know, drugs and alcohol.
Rat battles,
yeah. That's right.
Family ties.
What's weird is that everything gets solved by the end of the episode. So somebody will be
just like real life.
That's right. Somebody will find, become a heroin junkie, and then be cured from the stuff all in a matter of a half hour.
Wow.
I mean, look.
I'm never doing that again.
I would shoot up heroin if they said, yeah, we can cure you in 30 minutes. Be like, give me the smack. 30 minutes, I'll be all right.
Also, odd surprise appearances by Jay and Silent Bob in that show.
Really?
Yes.
Did any episode teach you how to deal with, like, the loss of
a rap career?
How to respond to other people making accusations about you.
Speaking out of turn, maybe?
Jesus, man, he's down bad.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But Drake did not have a very good run in that show as far as the fate of his
character. He didn't run at all, Mike. He was in a wheelchair.
He did run. He was a good athlete until he was the victim of a school shooting, and then he turned into a wheelchair guy.
What?
Yeah, yeah.
That's his storyline?
Yeah.
I only knew him from the wheelchair. I didn't know he actually...
It was because he was shot. Yeah. Oh. So there was a kid that everybody bullied, and then this main bully basically blamed it on Drake, and then he ended up getting shot. That the two of them weren't friends anymore.
That is very much like my high school. Okay. Yeah. Half my friends in wheelchairs, they got blamed, you know.
That kid creeped me out, too.
All right, here's your question. Multiple choice. Which one of the following did not sign the Declaration of Independence?
Ooh.
In the last week or two, we've seen we needed to clear that up.
Oh, Jesus, yeah.
Yeah, so which one of the following did not sign the Declaration of Independence? Was it George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Benjamin Harrison, or Thomas McKean? So George Washington, Benjamin Franklin, Benjamin Harrison, or Thomas McKean?
Thomas McKean.
I'll say George Washington.
George Washington. Yeah, he didn't sign the Declaration of Independence.
I'm going to be a senator now.
I was going to say, now you can run for federal government. By the way,
he's still just, at that point, he's the general.
He is the general.
Right.
Yeah, exactly. They kind of knew where he stood.
But if you're a member of Congress, you should know who signed it and who didn't.
Well, you don't have to know, but if you're going to say you know, get it right.
Yeah.
I think that's the important thing. All right, your question, what does an ombrometer measure? An ombrometer. It's a form of precipitation.
Is it the rain?
Wow.
Yeah, that's simple.
That's an Audi?
No kidding, dude.
Jesus, God.
Wow. That's what it should sound like.
And you're inside the vehicle.
That's right.
Yeah.
All right, let me ask you this, man.
That's a hell of a sales pitch.
I know you're driving the speed limit right now, and all the police officers believe you, but I know you've opened that bitch up. What is the top speed you've hit in your A4?
I have gotten this thing at the 140.
Jesus Christ, man.
Okay, then.
All right.
All right. Wow. Gabe is Big Dummy 206-803-ROCK.
Hello, Matt. Welcome to the men's room.
Boo, bitches.
Boo.
Matt, sober, not sober?
Not sober.
All right, Matt, welcome to Big Dummy. Okay, our men's room poll. Will you be swept out to sea, stuck in space, hike the Grand Canyon, or masturbate in front of a convenience store?
I'll go with stuck in space as well.
Stuck in space you are.
It all depends who I'm stuck in space with, now that I'm thinking about this.
I don't think you have a choice.
I mean, you don't. And that's the whole thing.
You don't pick who goes to space.
All right, here's your question. What fresh herb is used in a mojito cocktail?
Let's see.
A delicious mojito.
Mint.
Yeah.
That is correct.
All right, hang on there.
I had a frozen mojito last weekend.
Oh, did you? How was that?
Oh, jeez. Delicious.
Excellent.
So good.
I already got a 50-50 question for you. True or false, a grizzly bear's bite has enough force to crush a bowling ball?
I'll go true.
Damn.
Yeah, that's terrifying.
Crush a bowling ball.
Crush a bowling ball.
Connect with the guys. Find the men's room at facebook.com/themensroom. Now, back to the men's room on the Men's Room Radio Network.
Yeah, we made it to drinking time.
Somebody out there deserves to be recognized. And the men's room knows just who it is. So to you, we say, bottoms up, sailor. You're the toast of our shot of the day.
Drink time it is, and as usual, we head to the drink desk and Steve the Thrill Hill to find out who we're toasting.
Yes, indeed. And by the way, now there's an argument. Gary Larson may have gone to UW.
Oh, no.
That's not going to sit well with
him. I mean, if he's a Husky, that is not going to go over well.
He's half Husky.
Half Husky, yeah.
No.
It's a medical condition.
No.
Today, we toast 55-year-old Kenneth Kelly of Iowa City. Guess what state, Ted?
Iowa.
Damn, you're good. Iowa City, Iowa. Kenneth is currently facing up to a year in prison after witnesses called 911 to report that, quote, an unknown male had said sexual things to them and began masturbating in their presence. And to my mind, I'm going, that's a problem? I thought this was America. Well, anyway, apparently you can't do that. And at a recent court hearing, he did confess to the crime. Now he's awaiting sentencing, which is scheduled for later next month, I believe. And the thing is, this actually happened last year. And I remember we discussed him briefly last year. But the reason we're toasting this guy, in spite of his lewd and lascivious behavior, is because he decided to masturbate outside of a local business there in the parking lot.
Why are we toasting him?
Because that business was the come and go. And he did one of those two things. He was still there when cops got there, but yeah, come and go.
I forgot the go part.
Don't take it so literally, and it's spelled with a K, so they mean something else.
Mike, good news. He's a kook.
Yeah, born in Tacoma.
He is a kook.
Hey, we can just have him on the show. For real.
Yeah, man, if we can get his ass.
Gary, I love your stuff.
Go on the show. Any way you want to take that. So we pour this booze, and we drink this booze. Because we think it's yummy.
Yummy!
So over the tongue and down the throat to party in our tummies.
Down the hola, bitola!
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Men's Room podcast. Want more of the Men's Room? The greatest story never told. With Miles and Thrill.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.